kind of makes you want to skip, doesn't it? And whistle along with our new theme song for On the Air, which is the name of this program you're listening to. I'm Glenn Coble. I want to remind you, after this, we will have the show Swap Shop. And if you are interested in swapping something or selling something to people, you might get those things ready. Make little notes to yourself. Our number here is 740-383-9944. And so next hour, maybe you can sell them or announce. I did see another garage sale going on my block. So I'm going to go down and see it. I'm going to wear my mask. I'm going to go down and stay away from people, but I'm going to look at her stuff. All right. Well, I appreciate you tuning in. We had a pretty heavy first hour, 45 minutes. Great call from a gentleman who is really using his critical thinking. And I think he was questioning, where I was coming from, but also questioning where he was coming from. I think that's how we're going to get ahead, right? That's how we're going to move forward in our relationships with all of our citizen friends, our different color friends, our different religion friends. I think that's how we need to think. Use that critical thinking. And you can disagree with me, that's absolutely fine. But if you're thinking about it and why you're disagreeing with me, that's the key right there. What a jerk I am. And there are people that think I'm a jerk. I understand that. There was a lady that called into Scott earlier in his show this morning, and one of the last things she said is she was hoping that I wouldn't pee oh her. I'm not going to use the term. I do all the time, but she didn't want me to piss her off. All right, I hope I haven't pissed you off, but I'll tell you what, that's a subject that we need to talk seriously about, and with conviction and with our hearts and with our minds. I know a lot of people look down on me because I'm a bleeding heart liberal. I'm proud to be a liberal. I don't think I'm a bleeding heart liberal. I think I'm a concerned and empathetic liberal. That's what I like to call myself. And I was given that by two people I really loved, my mom and my dad. All right, well, I tell you what, we're going to get a lot less heavy now. What do you say? Let's go into this is kind of crazy trivia. Stuff about the United States, stuff about the world, stuff about even Ohio that most people don't even think about, don't know this kind of stuff exists, don't know. Well, let's just get into it. What do you say? All right. And you're welcome to call in if you'd like to call in and give an answer. I don't know how to, I was talking with Scott earlier. I don't know how to work this delay that we have. And so I'm going to ask some of the questions. I'm going to say, okay, you can go ahead and call in on that. I'll give you some time. Other questions, I'm going to just give you the answer to. Because some things just, especially this stuff, is just statements of facts that people don't know. And I'm not going to make you guess about it. Let's start out with the very first one. Between 1 and 10, how many people have been employed by McDonald's? 1 out of 10, 1 out of 9, 1 out of 8, 1 out of 7, 1 out of, what is the percentage of people that have been employed by McDonald's? If you'd like to call in, 740-383-9944. And I'm going to hold on that one for a couple of minutes, give you time if you want to call in. If you don't, I'll give you the answer anyway. How's that sound? Here's one of those questions. I'm just going to give you the answer because I can't imagine that you would know this, the answer to this. Russia sold Alaska to the United States, and I think I have this in here twice. I think it was sold Alaska to the United States for a little over $7 million, which averaged 2 cents per acre. I wouldn't mind having some acreage in Alaska at a couple cents. You know, for a dollar, you could buy what? You could buy a lot of acreage. You could buy 50 acres. I'd take 50 acres of Alaska for a dollar. I don't think it's on the market right now at that price, though. Anyway, I hope your 401k is doing better than mine. All right. Again, that question that we're waiting for, what percentage do you think of people that live in the United States have been employed by McDonald's? It could be 1%. It could be 100%. You know, anyway, I know the answer. Arizona and Hawaii don't observe daylight savings time. That's kind of interesting. Okay, we got a caller. Let's see what our caller has to say. Caller, you're on the air. What's the answer?
How about 8?
1 out of 8? You hit it on the head, Bob. 1 out of 8 employees, or I mean, sorry, 8 out of 10 employees have been employed by McDonald's. No, 1 out of 8. I'm sorry. 1 out of 8, yeah, have been employed by McDonald's. You got it.
Yep.
I will send you my good wishes. That's all the only prizes we have right now.
Yeah, right.
Thanks for calling right. in.
Well,
have a great day.
Yep.
Bye-bye. All right. One of our regular callers got the answer right off the bat. It's 1 out of 8 people have been employed by McDonald's in the United States. I read it kind of hard. I made it more difficult than it should be. 1 out of 8 people in the United States have been employed by McDonald's. I never was. I never worked for a fast food restaurant of any sort. I guess my more typical young person job was I was a paper boy for the Chicago Tribune and Chicago Sun-Times. And other than that, most of my jobs are not typical at all. You know, I've added it up, and including the paperboy job and including lots of, you know, 3-week jobs. Well, not lots of them, but a couple of jobs that I had for, you know, 6 months or I've worked at 21 different places. I'm either a very bad employee or very anxious to move on. Let's leave it at that, all right? Like I told you, Arizona and Hawaii don't observe daylight savings time. I think I understand that in Hawaii. I don't know why Arizona is one of those places, but I know as you get closer to the coast, like my son lives out in California, and their sundown comes an hour ahead of our sundown, but it's really 3 hours difference, so it's, you know, anyway, you can do the adding. But I was shocked that our sun goes down in Marion right now about 9:05, somewhere around there. And in Ojai, California, their sun goes down at around 8:05 or 8:10, right around there. So kind of interesting. All right. Did you know? Now, this is not one I'm going to wait for the answer on. I'm just going to tell you this right out loud. Cows outnumber human beings 3-1 in Montana. And there are more states than just Montana that have more cows than human beings. I guess that's why we have the Electoral College, right? Now, this is kind of, I'm sure it's gone up since I was a youngster. And I'm not going to wait for calls on this one either. In the United States, 40% of babies are born to unmarried mothers. How about that? 40%. You know, that's kind of, to an old white guy, that's kind of shocking. But it's what the numbers say. All right, here's one I'll wait for. I'll give you a couple of minutes on this one. How many people, what percentage of people are obese in America? What percentage of people are obese in America? Look that one up or whatever you have to do. I'll give you a few, give you a couple of minutes to answer that, all right? Now, this is an interesting one. It kind of shocked me when I read this. Do you know that it's legal for children to smoke in all but one state, and that state is Nevada? It's legal for children to smoke. You know what's illegal? Well, I'll tell you what's illegal after I listen to this caller. Caller, you're on the air. What's the answer?
Is it just obese or morbidly obese?
No, just obese. Obese or morbidly obese. Anything obese
it's
and above.
Probably close to 60%.
Well, let's see here. I'm going to look it up. You're real close, and I'm going to give it to you because it's 2 out of 3.
2 out of 3.
I think
yeah.
That. Well, wait a minute. I got that backwards. What does it say? No, it's 1 out of 3.
Glenn,
so it's really only 33%. So,
Glenn,
yeah.
Have the caveat.
Yeah.
Everybody know. You are dyslexic.
Yes, I am.
Hey.
Now, you aren't supposed to tell everybody that.
Well, they'll understand you and be more forgiving because you're getting your numbers all crossed up.
And I'm old.
old. Old is a matter.
It's a number, right?
It's just a number, and, you know, it's if you don't mind, it don't matter.
Yeah, I guess that's true. But I look like I'm only 73.
Oh, okay. I thought you were 72.
No, I'm 74.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Thanks a lot. I mean, you missed it by a third, but we'll give it to you, all right?
Well, as Don Adams would say, missed it by that much.
Yeah.
Bye.
Have a great day. Thanks for calling in. All right. Well, I kind of messed that up. I'm sorry. I should have given him the signal and thrown him off the air because he was wrong by a third. But anyway, he's right. I am a little dyslexic, and when I looked at it, I looked at it backwards, I guess. All right. Anyway, we were saying it's illegal for children. It's not illegal for children to smoke in any state except for Nevada. But you know what it is? It's illegal for them to purchase cigarettes. So if they can convince you to go in and buy cigarettes and then you give them to them, I guess that's the way a lot of... I remember kids doing that. I also remember kids giving people money to go in and buy beer for them. Now, I'm pretty sure that's illegal. Another thing, I used to live very near the border where Chicago was. And at the time I lived there, you could buy alcohol on Sunday, and you couldn't in Indiana. I can't tell you the lineup of cars that were on their way across Route 30 to go from Dyer into, I can't remember the name of the little city that was in Illinois, but a lot of them were looking, would drive across, 20 feet into Illinois and stop at the very first carry out or convenience store and pick up their booze and head back. As a matter of fact, in Indiana, they had some crazy rules about alcohol. Women couldn't be bartenders. If you wanted to take your drink from the bar to a table so you could talk with somebody, you had to get the bartender or a waitress to carry your drink from one place to the other. There were all sorts of crazy, and they probably are, some of them are still on the books. I think we talked about that a week or so ago. Anyway, what do you think? Let's see if this is one I want you to call, you can call in on. This one is a good one. What state other than Ohio has the most elected presidents? It's a tie. Let me know what state other than Ohio, and I'll even tell you how many presidents. Both states have 7 elected presidents. What state other than Ohio has seven elected presidents. It's kind of interesting. I have some other facts about that particular thing that I'll give you after somebody calls in, or if nobody calls in, I'll give you the answer in a couple of minutes, okay? And they're kind of interesting, some of these facts about the president's elections. Most Americans, and we're going back to how many jobs you've had or how many houses you lived in. I happen to have lived in the same number of houses that I've had jobs, 21. Most Americans spend 4.4 years at each job. Now, my wife relishes the idea of staying at one job for a long time. Well, I just never did, all right? Well, we do have a caller. Let's see if the caller has the answer. Hello, caller. You're on the air. How can we help you? And do you know the answers?
The one for the president would be Virginia.
You got it. Right on the head. Thanks very much. Let me tell you a couple other things while I got you on the air.
Charlie, do you know because of you,
Marian
residents know that flipping the bird was invented in 320 BC than in any other county in America?
Yes, but I didn't tell you the rest of the story.
What's that?
At 320 BC in 1 minute, the fat lip was invented.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner. They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Well, I must apologize. I'm sorry to the caller. Thanks for calling in. You are absolutely right. The other state that has seven presidents is Virginia. You're a winner. Give yourself a pat on the back if you can still reach back there. I can't anymore, but you were right. But I wanted to give you some other facts about it. It's kind of interesting. Half of the U.S. presidents were born in four states. Half. Of our, 46 presidents? Is that right? 45? 46. We're born in four states, Ohio, Virginia. The other two are New York and Massachusetts. Now, it's kind of understandable, especially one of the reasons why Virginia had so many presidents is they were in the 13 original colonies. And so, therefore, they had a lot less states to pick from. And Massachusetts was as well, so was New York. Ohio was not. We should be proud. How's that sound? And then there are 29 states that have no presidents to call their own. I was from Indiana before I was from Ohio, and Indiana is one of those states. They have no presidents. They have two vice presidents, Schuyler Colfax and the current Mr. Pence are from there, but no presidents from Indiana. Let's see. This is kind of an interesting one. I won't leave this one open because I'm not even sure you could Google this one, but if you have a $10 bill and no debt, okay, you got a $10 bill in your pocket, it's trying to go somewhere, and you don't have any debt, period. You owe nothing on your house, you owe nothing on your car, you're probably 8 years old, and somebody gave you a $10 bill. But anyway, if you have a $10 bill and no debt in your at all, you are wealthier than 15% of all American citizens. Kind of interesting little tidbit, I'm proud to say. All right. Let's see. What was I looking for? I think I just gave that one. Okay. More people, and I'm not going to ask you to call in on this because you probably couldn't even Google this one as well. More people live in New York City than in 40 out of 50 states. Holy mackerel. Again, another reason why we have, apparently, why we have the Electoral College, which I am not a big fan of, but that's a subject for another show, all right? And this is another one. I'm not going to wait for a call in. I've got one that I am going to have a call in next. But this one, Kansas produces enough wheat in 1 year to feed everyone in the world for 2 weeks. In 1 year, they produce that much wheat. Now, if that's all you're going to eat, there's going to be a lot of bread, I guess. Kansas produces enough wheat in 1 year to feed everyone in the world for 2 weeks. Pretty crazy, right? All right, here's one you can call in on, and I'll give you a couple minutes on this. What was the very first U.S. city to host the Olympics? And if you want to, you can throw in the date. The very first city, that I don't have the full date, I have the year. But the very first city to host the Olympics in the United States was, what's the answer? All right, let's continue on. Do you know who the very first president born in a hospital was? Well, it wasn't George Washington. We know that for sure. It wasn't. This is kind of shocking to me, considering how wealthy his family was. It was their families. It wasn't either one of the Roosevelts. I would have thought that they would have been born in one of them would have been born in a hospital. Apparently. It was a lot more, I don't know what the word is, but it was probably more popular to be born out of the hospital before this particular president. We've got a caller. Let's see if we got the answer. Hang on. You're on the air. What's the answer?
Yeah, was it New York or Eric?
Was it New York what?
Eric.
It was not New York. I'm going to have to go and leave that one open. The first city to host the Olympics was not New York. But thanks for calling. Have a great day. All right. No, it was not New York. I do remember, I loved the Lake Placid Olympics when they had the Winter Olympics there. This was not the Winter Olympics, however. All right. And I'm not sure what the first city to host the Winter Olympics in the United States was. What was the first U.S. city to host the Olympics? That's the question that's up for grabs right now. And the first president born in a hospital was Jimmy Carter. That seems awfully late. Let's see. Well, actually, Jimmy Carter was born a long time ago, so... I'm not sure how old Jimmy is, but I guess he's in his mid-90s, so he was probably born early 1900s, 1910, 1915, somewhere around there. Is that right? No. No, 1925, right around there. Oh, well. Okay, we got another caller. Going to try to find out what the first city to host the Olympics was. You're on the air. How can we help you? Go ahead. Do you have the... I hit the wrong button. There you go. Can you hear me?
Yes.
I'm sorry. I hit the wrong button. What was the...
St. Louis?
You got it. Right on the head.
Yeah,
St. Louis, Missouri. You're a winner. Give yourself a pat in the back if you can still reach it.
Thanks.
Okay. Bye-bye. 1908. St. Okay. Louis was the first city. Thank you very much. Great answer. We're getting some good... good response to these questions, and I guess I'm kind of understanding how to let people have enough time to call in. Okay, I'm learning. Another 74 years, and I'll be good at this. Let's see, what's the next question? Now I'm going to make this one of those questions that you can call into. So I'm going to hold on this one. I'm going to hold on that one. do you know what? Now this one I'm going to give to you because it's kind of out there, right? The very first national monument designated in 1906, the very first national monument. And I think this might have been one of those things that you would that you saw in a science fiction movie about aliens coming to the United States. It was Devil's Tower in Wyoming. Devil's Tower, you know, it's a big monolithic thing that sticks straight up in the air. I think that might have been what was used for one of those UFO movies that I used to love. I still do love them. And by the way, let's see, that was designated by President Theodore Roosevelt in 1906. First national monument was Devil's Tower in Wyoming. And since we're talking about it, the very first national park, I think a lot of people know this, the first national park was Yellowstone in Wyoming, and that was established by Ulysses S. Grant in 1872. That was the very first one. I don't know if you've ever been there. I've been there. I found it overwhelming. I wish I could have spent a month there. It was just absolutely great. All the animals, actually, probably when I was doing it, the animals were coming up pretty close to you, and they probably don't do that. I'm sure they don't recommend that you try to feed them anymore. I remember getting out of the car and walking towards what I saw a moose out in the river, and I was walking towards the moose, and my dad hollered at me to get back in the car because there was a bear coming on my way. I did get back in the car, by the way. All right, that's why I don't want to go camping in Yellowstone, especially tent camping. All right. All right, here's the question. I'm going to give you a couple of minutes to see if you can come up with the answer to this. The only U.S. president never to have married, never ever to have married. Who was the U.S. president to never have married? All right, I'll give you a couple minutes. That's when, if you can get the answer to that, call it in. We'll give you a pat on the back, or you'll have to give yourself a pat on the back. We don't have a whole lot of giveaways right now. All right, especially with the COVID virus going around, we're trying to keep people from going and meeting up with the other people. All right, looking for another one that I'm going to read directly to you. Here's one. The countries that don't use the metric system. Now, Jimmy Carter tried to get us to use the metric system. Didn't work. We're a bunch of stubborn people. That might be one of our traits that you can decide whether that's a good trait or a bad trait. But there are other countries that don't use the metric system. But they're not big countries. Myanmar is one of them. Now, we hear about that one because it's, well, we hear about both of them because of tensions, okay? Myanmar and Liberia are the two other, those are the only, and the United States, those are the only three countries in the world not to use the metric system. Now, supposedly the metric system was really easy because it was based on 10. But for those of us that were in school at the time, it wasn't so easy, right? kind of avoided the metric system like we avoided this plague that we're in. I'll give you another minute on that. Who is the only president to never have married? Now, this one I'm going to read just straight out to you because it's one that shocked me when I read it. How was Mount Rushmore named? Why did it get the name Mount Rushmore? I should have written down what its original name was. There was a name for it, but I can't remember what it was. Anyway, in 1884, an attorney named Charles Edward Rushmore visited the Black Hills area, which is where Mount Rushmore is, to verify some legal titles. According to the National Park site, Rushmore asked a local guide what the name of the mountain was. And the guy replied, "Well, name it now." And he said Rushmore. And it stuck. It's an obscure lawyer. Well, his wife and family didn't think he was obscure, but some lawyer got his name on a mountain that we now all know has four presidents' heads carved on it, and that's how it got its name. All right, well, apparently we don't have anybody that could Google up the only U.S. president to never marry, so I'm going to give you the answer. So if you got your finger on the phone, stop, okay? Stop. It was James Buchanan. He was our 15th president. Never, ever got married, even after he got out of the office of president. Now, this is kind of an interesting one. I'm just going to read it to you because I think some people know one part of this answer, but not the other part. Who really started the Boston Tea Party? No, it wasn't Native Americans. They dressed up that way, some of them, but it was not the Native Americans. It was a group called Sons of Liberty, and they were led by Samuel Adams, who would become one of our big names. Sons of Liberty, and they were led by Samuel Adams.
Hey, kid, what's the best part about being so well-known?
Well, meeting all kinds of new people, you know, taking pictures and signing autographs.
That's great. What's the worst part?
That after signing a 500,000 autographs, I've got the worst case of carpal tunnel syndrome since John Hancock.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
If you want to join in with us on some of this worldwide trivia, or actually it's more United States trivia, here's a question. I'll give you a few minutes to answer this. George Washington wasn't the first president to live in the White House. Who was the first president to live in the White House? Go ahead and you can call in and give us the answer to that. This one I got to read to you because it just amazes me. Did you know that Ohio is the forgotten state? Ohio was the 17th state added to the United States. Okay, we all knew that. What was it, 1803? Yes, it was 1803, the same year that Ohio University was born. I know that because I worked there, and they drilled it into my head. But they also forgot to ratify the state constitution. We'll get to back to that after we take this phone call, see if we got an answer. Hi, you're on the air. What's the answer?
John Adams.
Oh, you got it right. Do you remember what his wife's name was? Not a trick question. Yeah. It was Abigail. John and Abigail Adams, and you're right. Very first person to live in the White House. Thanks for calling. That's an attaboy. You get a pat on the back. All right. That's kind of fun. John and Abigail Adams were the first president and first wife, first lady, to live in the White House. Not George Washington. All right. Let me get back to this. Congress approved Ohio's request for statehood in 1803, but they forgot to officially ratify the state constitution. It wasn't till 150 years later that Ohio Representative George H. Bender made a move to make his state an official state, and Congress voted to retroactively ratify the state constitution that its official date of statehood remained March 1st, 1803. But if you want to consider 1953 as the year of admission, which is when it really was admitted, that would make us the 48th state. How about that? Pretty wild. We're the 48th state, right before Alaska and Hawaii. All right. I remember both of those states becoming states, but probably a lot of people that are listening to the sound of my voice do not. Here's another one that I'm going to read straight up. Alcatraz's prison, how many escapes do you suppose they've had? Well, let me read this to you because it's quite an interesting statement. 36 different people have tried to escape from Alcatraz during its, it was open for 29 years. It was used as a federal prison for 29 years. Most of them either died during the attempt or they were caught and brought back. But in 1962, three criminals vanished from the prison. They made a raft out of stolen raincoats, and they left some dummy heads in their bed and escaped by climbing through the ventilator. Pieces of the raft were found, but the three men themselves were not, so the case is technically still open. They're still looking for you. If you're out there, give yourself up. you'd be kind of old by now, I think. You'd be at least my age. Anyway, do you know what the deadliest job in the country is? I'm going to tell you this one, too, because I got to read all this stuff to you about this. The deadliest job in the country, you know, how many people die per number of people that have had that job? The deadliest one is president. Statistically speaking, no job in the United States of America is more deadly than the president. That's kind of scary. Think about it. 45 men have held the office of title, or the title of president. Four of those men were assassinated. That would include Lincoln and Kennedy and Garfield and McKinley. While four died of natural causes, and that included William Henry Harrison, Zachary Taylor, Warren Harding, and Franklin Delano Roosevelt. We all know Mr. Harding because not very far from here, he was. That's where he lived. That is a rate of almost 18%. One out of five died in the job. That's not good odds. It doesn't hurt that most of them, up until fairly recently, were kind of older gentlemen. currently, our current president is my age. He's 70. He may be 74 now, but he's at least 73. And the man that's running against him, I think, is going to be 77, 76 when he is voted in, if he gets voted in. So lots of older folks like that job. let's see, I see what it's asking. How many, I'm going to tell you the answer to this. We're getting late on time anyway. There were eight of the 56, there were 56 signers to the Declaration of Independence, 56, and eight of them were British citizens. That's pretty understandable, but they weren't American citizens, and they signed the Declaration of Independence. Oh, well, we'll let them get by, all right? this is kind of interesting, too. I'm going to let you call in on this one. If you're interested, give me the number of pounds of trash that the average American throws away daily. Number of pounds. It's not a ton. It's not 2,000, but it's more than one. the tallest president, guess who the tallest president was? The tallest president was Abraham Lincoln, and that doesn't include his hat. He was 6'4". But do you know who our smallest president was? It was James Madison. He was the fourth president, and he was in office from 1809 to 1817. He stood 5'4" tall. I have a daughter that's taller than he was. he weighed less than 100 pounds. I'm not going to tell you what my daughter weighs. I don't know, but it's more than 100 pounds. And don't you dare tell her I said that over the air, all right? All right, the question and answer we're waiting for is what the average American throws away in trash pound-wise. It's not a whole number, okay? Did you know, well, most people know that the Statue of Liberty was given to the United States by France. But did you know it wasn't even in New York? Everybody thinks it's in New York. You can see it from New York, but it's not in New York. It's technically in Jersey City, New Jersey. I don't believe there are a lot of people on that island that pay taxes, so I don't think that makes any difference to New Yorkers. All right. This one you'll never get, so I'm going to tell you. Abraham Lincoln is in a Hall of Fame. What Hall of Fame do you suppose it is? He's in the Wrestling Hall of Fame. He won 299 out of his 300 matches. Now, I knew that they used to talk about him wrestling against other congressmen and stuff like that, but 299 wins out of 300 matches fought, that would put anybody in the Wrestling Hall of Fame, I guess. And that's where he is. Now, the next question is, and I'll have to look it up, is where is the Wrestling Hall of Fame? I should know that, having come from intercollegiate athletics, but I do not know the answer to that. And if you want to call in, you got about 4 minutes to do it. And I'll take your word for it. You're going to win automatically because I really don't have any idea. This is kind of a sad thing. And it shocked my wife when I hollered it out to her. Lincoln created the Secret Service. And you know what day he created the Secret Service? It was April 14th, 1865, the day he was assassinated. Isn't that amazing? He went down and did it right before he went to the Ford Theater. And he was assassinated that day, and the Secret Service, one of their jobs is to protect the president. I wish he had done it a few months earlier. Now, this one surprised me as well. What was the very first picture on the $1 bill? And it wasn't George Washington. It wasn't, honest. It's been George Washington ever since I was born. But it wasn't George Washington when it was first issued. And it was issued during the Civil War in 1862. It was Chase, Samuel P. Chase. And he happened to be the Secretary of State, so they gave him that as the attaboy for being the Secretary of State. I have, and I think I gave it to one of my sons. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I gave it to my eldest son. I had a piece of what they call fractional currency that was produced during the Civil War, and it wasn't that fake currency that isn't worth anything. It's actually still worth 25 cents, and it's a piece of paper, and it still is backed by the federal government. So if he wants 25 cents, he could get that from that, or he could save it a little bit longer and make several dozens of dollars off of it for its collectability. All right. The Mall of America. I've been there. It's in Bloomington, Minnesota. The Mall of America is owned by Canadians. Isn't that? At least it's not Chinese, right? You don't need a driver's license to compete in NASCAR. How about that? You don't have to have a driver's license. You can hop in a car and go. Oh, well. Did you know that most people spend less than 5 years on each job that they have? I know I have. Well, actually, I've had two jobs that I spent over 10 years on. So that really shows you how old I am. Did you know what note the Liberty Bell is tuned to? I have some clarinet fans who will tell me this. It's tuned to E flat. By the way, it weighs over a ton. It's 2,080 pounds, so don't try and pick it up and steal it, all right? We're all going to move here. The happiest state in the country, and this has been selected by Wallet Hub, and their experts analyzed the 50 states. They had several key metrics, health, income, social connectivity, sports. The happiest state is Utah. All right. And this will be a little easier for you since we're so close to one of them. The unhappiest states are Alabama and West Virginia. Oh, me. All right. One more question, and then we're going to head out for a break. Maybe two more questions if we can get them done. In Kentucky, there are more bourbon barrels than people. And let's see what the... There is a lake in Oregon. It's frighteningly deep. The lake is 1,943 feet deep. That's a lake. All right, well, we're going to be back after a few minutes.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place, to legendary...